Everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
I got internal microphones, so you don't have to put me too loud. God's blessed me with the ability to project my voice, as you know. Well, as we come together in the house of the Lord, Lord, I just ask that you feed us from your word, Lord, Holy Spirit, the perfect teacher. Cover my weaknesses. Lord, as your sheep are here, help them to eat the grass, spit out the briars. And Lord, may the thoughts of our hearts and minds be acceptable, we pray, in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, it's like so glad that I've been so excited to get back here. Just God's been all over me. I can't, you know, I'd wake up every morning and I'd say, like, okay, it's only like 20 more sleeps, and I'm back in Selma. Kept saying that to my wife. I said, you know what? Used to stay here for another week. I got to go. I just like got to get out of here and get back to Selma. So it's so good to be back here amongst you and with you in the grace and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Everybody, you know you're going to do this a lot when I preach. Stand up. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, come on, church. It's good to be here in the house of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Okay, you pass. You can sit down. Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Well, during this time, Jewish nationalism and what the Jewish people were looking for was for a political leader. They wanted someone to come in and reestablish David's kingdom.
Amen.
And, of course, Jesus had another plan because he was establishing a kingdom, but not as those who he was sent to viewed. See, he wasn't there to establish David's kingdom. He wasn't there to deliver them from Roman rule and control. And he wasn't there to establish a physical kingdom, to reestablish it. He was there to establish his entrance into Jerusalem, was to establish a kingdom, the kingdom of God. As I said, it was not to reestablish David's kingdom. His entrance was a promise, a final entry of all believers into a heavenly Jerusalem. And his entrance, when he came in, it was an acceptance of those who would be part of the heavenly kingdom, that bride that he would accept and call his own. That bride that would be motivated by love. That bride who he mourned for. That bride who he wanted us to mourn for him, for those the eyes of our heart to be single. And so as he came in not as those who he had been sent to were expecting. He came in on a donkey. He didn't come in on chariots. He didn't come in with white six horses, you know, pulling a chariot. He came in on a donkey. And so that donkey represented how he would come in, what he was, the King of Peace. And that humility of his entrance was a kenosis that he had lived his life since he skydived from outer space into the womb of a woman. And so in that skydiving, he enters in as he had walked, born in a manger, Mary laying him in a manger, a trough. A trough representing where animals ate, that his life and his very flesh would be food for the world.
Amen.
The greatest wine that would ever be given, not from Napa Valley, but from Calvary Hill.
Amen.
And so as he skydived from the third heavens, he entered into humanity. He took our flesh upon us. And as we see those laying down their clothes and the palms before him, representing us laying down our flesh, that he had taken up our flesh, and he would cover the sins of our flesh. And the power of sin would be broken forever from our lives. That we no longer are subject to. We're only under Him. It's not a life about getting under. It's about a life of accepting His sacrifice. And so He comes to establish that kingdom, the final entrance into a heavenly kingdom for all believers. And yet there's something unique in Matthew's recording as opposed to the other Gospels in Luke and in Mark and in John. And it's something as I was, you know, listening to the Lord and asking Him, I said, this is really interesting. Why did Matthew say in verse 6 that he said, verse 2 actually, saying to them, go into the village opposite you and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt. See, it's only Matthew that says there's two. I said, Lord, you only rode on a donkey. Why did you send for two? What are you doing? Lord, Holy Spirit, teach me. What's this about? Did he straddle two animals on the way in, establishing the kingdom of God? Making that prophetic statement? Why two? Well, if you search the early church father, St. Ambrose, gave the answer. Because of those who were there. Those who were waving the palms. Those who were laying down their clothes. Prophetic sign of laying down our lives, our very lives, our flesh to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And as so as they had been gathered, and they were waving the palms and crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Those two animals, Jesus sent two of His disciples. And He said, loose them! Loose them! You see, because the animals represented the Jewish people and the Gentiles. So there's a prophetic action going on as Jesus says, loose them. They are being loosed for the kingdom of God. That Jews and Gentiles, believers and non-believers, will be one in the kingdom being established in ridiculous faith on the back of a foal, a donkey. That donkey also represents the hardness, the stubbornness of what? Gentile people. Unbelievers. And that those unbelievers were going to move from unbelief to faith. That God, as He moved amongst the people. You know, you ever seen the wake of a boat? That's a question. Yeah, okay. You're awake. All right. When you have a wake of a boat, as it's going through the water, it separates the water and you have wake that comes to waves on each side of the boat. Well, picture this. As Jesus was entering in, and people were waving and singing, Hallelujah, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. That wake was being drawn together because a kingdom was being established and Jew and Gentile were going to be brought together. Brought together. No more separation. Loose them from the hands of the devil. Loose them and bring them to Me. All things brought to Jesus end up more than. Amen? Loaves and fishes brought to Jesus ended up with what? 12 baskets full more. So, in that prophetic action, as He was going in, that wake was coming together. And the surge of the people that were going to enter into that new Jerusalem that He was establishing on the donkey, that all would become and start moving in audacious, ridiculous faith. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Can you give me a hallelujah? And so, in that audacious faith, man on a donkey, how ridiculous! Establishing a kingdom on the back of a donkey. Think about it for 2 seconds. But God, on the back of a donkey can establish and did establish what we are now in the New Jerusalem. Amen. Where we are one in the name of Jesus. One in the Holy Spirit. One in the kingdom of God. We have a single purpose, and the single purpose is to declare the glory of the risen Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so as he entered in on the back of a donkey, he declared that love now had come. Love now had come into a heavenly place. A heavenly place for all believers, where there would be no more separation. And that in that coming together, those waves not being separated but coming together, that faith would be the engine, the motivator, the activation of the ability of God in people's lives. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
The Lord is what? Faith. The word is near you, in your heart and in your mouth. And so as Jesus came self-emptied in humility and in peace. Humility and in peace. Humility and in peace. As he had entered the womb of a woman in humility, so he enters into that glorious first entrance. The only entrance to change forever the people of the earth. Amen? Amen. And so as Jesus has brought these people together in the kingdom of God, the first thing that we can realize is that we have an entrance of reconciliation where people are brought together in Him. Amen?
Amen.
An entrance of reconciliation. Turn with me, please. What does that mean for us? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. This is not new. You know this. You can probably repeat it to me. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us a ministry of reconciliation. Everybody say that. God has given me a ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting our sins against us, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. He's committed to us a word of reconciliation. Where are we with the word of reconciliation in our lives? As Jesus entered in and established a kingdom, as we now are in that kingdom, where are we in our recon? The recon in our families. The recon at work. The recon in our jobs. The recon in our friends, in our family. Where are we in bringing that word? That word that says, God's not counting. Or do we count like Count Dracula? Everybody seen Sesame Street? Was that down here? Or is that only in Canada? It started here. Amen, Bishop. So, and what character was on Sesame Street? My kids learned how to count by him. Dracula, right? One, ha, ha. Two, ha, ha. And so often, in that word of reconciliation, we pass it off as Jesus brought together. We separate in our words. We don't bring the good news. God loves you. God's not counting. He's committed to us that ministry of reconciliation. So we have an entrance, establishment of a new kingdom. And we have an entrance of reconciliation. A word of reconciliation that's been given to us. Where are you? Where are you in your recon? Where are you in your recon? You see, we go through life and we spend a lot of time. And the church has done it real well. 48,000 different denominations and counting. Because we have not carried the word of reconciliation. But thanks be to God, in this move of God, the Selma revival, one of the hallmarks of that mirror of the world that that woman saw in this back door above these doors, we're committed and we're bringing a word of reconciliation. A prophetic word that says, God's not mad. God's not angry. Come to His throne. Come and feel and come into the heavenly New Jerusalem. Come be with us. We're not counting. We don't care. We just want to be lovesick followers of Jesus. Lovesick. Lovesick. I want to be lovesick. God wrecked my life 12 years ago. Jesus wrecked it. And it's a good wrecking. Who wants to be wrecked? Come on, stand up and declare it. Hosanna in the highest. I want to be wrecked in the love of God. Hosanna in the highest. I want to be wrecked in the love of God. I want to be wrecked in the love of God. I want to carry that word of reconciliation, of love, to those and everyone who's around me and needs me. Sit down, praise the Lord. Entrance of reconciliation. So what goes when we carry a word? When we carry a word. When we carry a word. When we carry a word. What do we have to do with those words? We have to then begin to obey, as it says in Isaiah 52, verse 7, blessed are the feet who carry good news. We carry good news. Good news of peace. 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 Peace I give to you, Jesus said. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. Peace I leave with you. We live in peace. There's a desperate need in this society for peace. The world is crying out for peace. Their idea of peace is making bigger and better bombs. And they look for political leaders to bring peace. But the King of Peace has given us the word of love and reconciliation. He's given us the recon where we can go and see with the eyes of our heart. Listen to God speaking here. And then actually do what He said. Go into the world. Preach, teach, and baptize, and lo, I'll be with you always. The Great Commission. We have an entrance of reconciliation. As Jesus entered and established the new Jerusalem, we have an entrance of reconciliation, a new kingdom. And we also have an entrance to evangelism. And with every revival, you gotta tell somebody. You gotta tell somebody. Otherwise, we're just having an incestuous party on the beach. You gotta go tell somebody. You gotta preach, teach, baptize. You gotta spread the word. Spread the word. You gotta spread the word. Everybody stand up. I gotta spread the word. 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 Okay, you can sit down. Praise Jesus. If we're not spreading the word of recon that's been given to us, what are we doing? If we're not wrecked, if you're wrecked, you got one thing. Jesus wrecked me 12 years ago when I laid down before a bishop. Changed my life forever. Changed me. Made me crazy. Made me nuts. Totally nuts. But I love being nuts for Jesus. I can't be enough nuts for Jesus. I say, Lord, give me more anointing so I can be more nuts. So I'm releasing in the name of Jesus on all of you here today the spirit of reconciliation, the spirit of evangelism, and that you may, as you lay your clothes and wave your palms before the King of Kings, that you'll pray, say, Lord, come and wreck my life. Make me crazy for you. Let me not be ashamed of the gospel. Let me teach, preach, baptize. Because I know, lo, you are with me always. Always. That's a big word. There's no gap in that word. Always. Always. And so we, in this entrance, we have a spirit of evangelism. We have a spirit of reconciliation. And Jesus, Jesus, in this entrance and establishing the new kingdom, gives to us more entrance. He gives us evangelism. He gives us faith. Ridiculous faith. Believing for the ridiculous. Who wants ridiculous? Nobody in this place wants ridiculous? Come on. Stand up and say it. I want ridiculous. I want ridiculous, audacious faith. I want ridiculous, audacious faith. See, Jesus had ridiculous... You can sit down. Jesus had ridiculous, audacious faith. He had skydived from the third heaven, riding on a donkey, establishing a new kingdom. That's ridiculous. Looking at the natural eyes, that's ridiculous. Totally off the charts. Ridiculous. But I'm into ridiculous. When your life becomes wrecked, you love the ridiculous. You're not afraid to stand up and be ridiculous. Because God gets a hold of your heart. He gets a hold of you. And the fire, the passion of the Holy Spirit takes you to new levels of glory where He is greater. And I've learned to come into fellowship, not milk and cookies, but fellowship where I'm not afraid to confess my junk. And I got junk. But thanks be to God, He forgives my junk. And then He lets me move around. Run! Run! In the ridiculous. I'm tired of normal. Who's tired of normal? I'm tired of normal. I'm so tired of normal. That's the first step towards repentance. Being tired. So Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, makes a ridiculous entrance and establishes forever ridiculous faith. Ridiculous faith. Ridiculous faith. Faith, you see, mustard seed will move a mountain. Amen? So my Bible says, I'll move a mountain. I'm tired of moving mountains. Are you tired of moving mountains? Are you tired of moving mountains? Okay. I got to keep repeating until I get an answer. While ridiculous faith, we put the teeth of courage and endurance into that faith. The faith in God's Word. We'll start moving mountain ranges. Who wants to move mountain ranges? Come on now. Stand up and declare it. Confess it with your mouth. I want to move mountain ranges. Amen. The Word is near you. It's in your heart and in your mouth. You'll never move mountain ranges unless you say, Lord, I want to move mountain ranges in your glory, to the glory of your name, in your strength alone. Because as God heard the great I Am listen to His Father, so we now can listen to the great I Am. We sang about Him. What an anointed time. Yahweh, the great I am. The great I am. What do you want me to do? Because you've wrecked my life. Wreck me some more. Make me crazy for you. I want to be crazy. I want to possess. So possessed by the love of Jesus that nothing else matters. Nothing. Because He is the great I am. Jesus is the great I am. Jesus is the great I am. You know what I'm going to do now. Stand up and declare it. Jesus is the great I am. 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 Now come and wreck us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And the last thing that God has given us as an entrance in the New Jerusalem, establishment of a kingdom, given a word of reconciliation, He's given us evangelism, He's given us audacious, ridiculous faith, and the last thing He's given to us, as the unbelievers cried out, tell your disciples to shut up. Tell them to shut up. Shut up. And we'll get that from the unbelief. Spirit of unbelief will always come as it relates to Jesus and tell us to shut up. But are we going to shut up? No. Cry it from the rooftops. The last thing that Jesus gave us was a spirit of praise and worship. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Praise and worship always be on our hearts, on our lips, on our tongues. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. And if we praise Jesus, he'll fill us as he is. The line of Judah. The Lamb of God, the line of Judah, will make those sacrifices. When a school needs money, we'll listen to the first number that comes into our head, not the second number, which is always lower. We'll start moving. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. And as the New Jerusalem, with praise, will lead the armies of God. The blue angels are flying over Tuscaloosa. The blue angels are already in Selma, Alabama. They're already here. They're everywhere. I love coming here because I see the glints off their swords. In the hotel, they're all over the Holiday Inn Express. They don't know. You just got to see with these eyes. I woke up this morning. I saw the glint. I said, thank you, Jesus. I've come home. Being up north is really, really awesome. But I'm real glad to be here because this is really awesome. So praise and worship. Praise and worship. That's why God's taking the worship off the lid of this church. It's going straight north. To the throne of God. And it's coming right back from the throne of God. And we need to just worship God. We need to cry out and say, God, you are great. God, you are good. God, you are Yahweh. God, you're the I am. God, you're righteousness. God, I'm nothing without you. Fill my life in that holy, holy fellowship. Thank you, Bishop. I just got the best compliment. He told me I'm crazy. That's good. So thanks be to God. In that entrance, Palm Sunday, they laid down their clothes. They laid down the palms and shouted,
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. God now. And this is the word I got last night. Prophetic word. I read it and I went, oh, I fell down. I fell down. Verse 10 of chapter 21 of Matthew. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved. And when he had come into the new Jerusalem, the city of Selma was moved. And when he had come into Christ the King, the city of Alabama is, or city of Selma, Alabama is being moved. Is being moved. And all those in the city are saying, who is this? Who is this? So we got to go in that spirit of evangelism and recon. And we got to tell them who it is. Who has come into our midst. Who has come through those doors. Who is standing right here. Who's put his head on this church. And the revival that is going out from here. I go back to Canada and I can't shut up. I got plane loads that are going to be coming down. I said, you got to go to Selma. You got to go get some. And so I came to get some more. Because I got to go back and take some more. And I got to come back again and get some more. And when I get tired of flying, I'm just going to move here. Because I can't get enough of Jesus. I can't get enough of the kingdom. I can't get enough of the things of the kingdom. I got keys. God's given me keys. He's given me access to the kingdom. And I want everything that the kingdom has. Because I want to give it away. I don't want to keep it. I want to give it away. And when we give it away, when we give it away, all those who are set free, all the bonds that are broken, all the chains that are smashed, they will end up standing up and saying, glory to God in the highest. And we will have done our job for the kingdom. And the blessing of God will flow. It will flow in your hearts. It will flow in your home. And the word blessing is double. Zechariah 9:12. Double. Double as prisoners of hope. We're no longer in hope. We're in crazy, audacious faith. We've moved from, I think God can, I want Him to I know God is. I know God is. And in the knowing that God is, we can go. We can go in the spirit of recon, evangelism, in faith, in praise, and worship, and establish the kingdom at every corner of this city in the name of Jesus. Who's in? Stand up and say, I'm in. I can't hear you. God can't hear you. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, thanks for letting me be crazy again.